Today's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. Boats returned in March to the newly rebuilt A&B Harbor in Sitka, but it wasn't until just last week that local officials cut the ribbon on the project. KCAW's Greta Mart attended the ceremony to learn what people thought of the finished product.
Hold it tighter. Hold it tighter.
We'll pull it tighter.
Oh. Well done.
Marcus Lee of Lee Craft made the new archway and sign that now marks the entrance to the marina, installed last Wednesday. He said it took him about 3 weeks to build.
It's all done with a Scotch-Brite and a grinder, and the colors are stained, except for the mountain, which is stainless, and it's heat-colored with a torch.
In 2012, the Alaskan legislature approved up to $4.25 million in state funds to help completely rebuild Sitka's Alaska Native Brotherhood Harbor. City staff estimate the total cost of the job was $7.5 million. Mayor Mim McConnell was pleased with the outcome.
A&B Harbor has been heavily used by the fishing fleet for since it's been built. It really, really badly needed to be replaced. So it's what's there now is just such a huge improvement over what was there, what they were putting up with for so many years.
A&B Harbor was built in 1956, although almost all of the docks and floats torn out over this past winter were installed in 1974, with bits and pieces updated in the 1990s. The state of Alaska deeded A&B Harbor to the city and borough of Sitka in 1992. 2 years ago, the city's master plan described the condition of A&B as fair to poor, with just five more years to go before it became unsafe and unusable.
I've been here, you know, over 50 years, and I don't remember them ever, you know, doing any major work to the old A&B Harbor. Yeah, it's really nice. Everything's brand new.
That's Michael Baines, the chairman of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. He joined Mayor McConnell, State Senator Bert Stedman, and city staff for the ribbon cutting. Stedman said he was pleased with the rebuild and plans to keep working on funding local projects.
There's still some discussion on how we're going to upgrade the waterfront here over the next decade or so. We're going to have a build out down by the Centennial Building, clean that up and enhance that. So we're not done.
Besides the 92 commercial vessels moored here, the newly built harbor will soon accommodate two float houses. Last month, the Sitka Assembly approved a pilot project to see if floating homes will be a workable solution for affordable housing in Sitka. But a brand new harbor comes with a price. Moorage for boats here is now slightly less affordable. Sitka Harbor Master Stan Eliason said fees in the new A&B Harbor are now $2.80 a foot and will rise incrementally over the next few years. But as he washed down his deck, the captain of the fishing vessel Yentna said he couldn't be happier with his new and improved digs.
I love the new dock. I was displaced when they tore it out and had to go way out to the end of Eliason. So yeah, I got my old spot back and the docks are higher, so it's way easier to step onto the boats. They're pretty nice.
Nice, as long as you don't have to take a shower.
That's the one thing they did not improve was the bathroom facility, and unfortunately, it's just as bad as it ever was.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.